Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
House prices nationally rose by an average of 5.5% during 2025, with prices now 41% above their pre-COVID levels and just 10% below their Celtic Tiger peak, according to a new report from Daft.ie. And Ronan Lyons, professor in economics at Trinity College in Dublin and author of the report, joins us now. Good morning to you, Ronan, and Happy New Year. House prices just seem to be moving consistently in one direction.
That's right. 2025 was another year with strong demand and yet again weak supply. Excuse me. The increase in list prices, 5.5%, is roughly in line with the average seen over the last 2 years since COVID, a little bit below the 2024 figure, but above the figures for 2022 and 2023. The same picture from transaction prices. An increase of just over 7% in transaction prices, and again a little bit down on 2024, but nothing like the stability that you'd see in a healthier market with a better balance between supply and demand.
And that is still the key issue here, isn't it? That demand far outstrips supply, and that upward pressure continues.
Yeah, if we look at the one way of looking at this is the total number of homes available, secondhand homes available for sale at any particular point in time. In the late 2010s, if you look across the country, that number was about 26,000. So it was changing over time, but call it between 25,000 and 30,000 homes for sale at any particular point in time. Currently, there are about 11,500. So it's well below half that pre-COVID level. And that tells you just there's a couple of things going on there. But COVID changed the dynamic in the market, and the increase in interest rates in the last 2 years has locked in, I think, a number of would-be buyers and sellers in the secondhand market. And we're stuck now in this very tight sales market with not enough homes getting built and not enough existing homes getting transacted.
Okay. And that hugely constricted supply that you mentioned, something in the magnitude of a third of what it was in the late teens. Is there any hope for people, Ronan, do you know, that things will change in 2026? And when we're hearing that the numbers that may be built this year will be mid to high 30,000s, but also what's happening in the secondhand home market? Are we likely to see any loosening or any kind of delivery there in terms of supply?
Yeah, I think in the second-hand market, it's important to distinguish between, at the moment, Dublin and the rest of the country. In Dublin, the second-hand market is largely back to where it was pre-COVID. Now, you could argue that pre-COVID is not some sort of target, so that it was still a tight market. But the Dublin market has largely recovered in terms of the amount of homes available to buy or the amount of homes being put up for sale. But elsewhere in the country, it's still very much recovery from the COVID shock and the post-COVID shock in terms of demand for housing getting reallocated across the country. Now, there is a factor there in the second-hand market, which is around the interest rates having risen in the earlier in the decade. As people roll off their fixed interest rate, that will help transaction volumes, and that looks like it's what's happened in Dublin. So that is grounds for optimism in the second-hand market. In terms of new homes getting built, we are still, as you mentioned, probably about half the level of completions that we need to be as a country.
Yeah.
That's across all segments, owner-occupied, rental and social housing. There, I think the picture, there may be improvements. We may be inching up in terms of the number of completions year on year, but we really need a step change rather than just incremental growth in the number of homes getting built.
Maybe lastly, Ronan, and I'm not sure if this is one for your bailiwick, but we've seen a slight softening of the employment market, that it's not quite what it was. If that continues in that direction, will that have an impact on house prices and on the housing market?
Yeah, the way I think about this is when you look and you say, okay, what's going to happen next? The single best number for thinking about what's going to happen next is that number I mentioned earlier, how many homes are currently available for sale. If that number is low, prices tend to get pulled up. And if that number is high, if there's lots and lots of homes for sale, as there would have been in the early 2010s, prices get pushed down. How does that connect to your question there? That's the best guess we have, not knowing what's coming down the tracks. If there's some shock that filters through into the demand side of the economy, into the labour market and people's incomes, that of course will have an impact through to the housing market. As things stand, the economy still looks relatively strong, especially compared to neighbours in terms of employment and unemployment and government finances. As long as that continues, we would expect to see strong demand in the housing market. But as you say, if something were to happen in particular, say pharmaceuticals, online services,
and what we're basically saying is people would start to sell their homes because they would be unaffordable to them.
Does that, and then of course there's the new demand coming through, that people wouldn't have the same budgets.
Okay.
When you think about how tightly connected incomes now are to your mortgage with the central bank rules, when incomes get hit, that's going to feed through into what people can borrow and therefore what people can buy.
Look, thank you as ever, Ronan, for all of that. That is Ronan Lyons, a professor in economics at Trinity College in Dublin and author of that daft report.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.